Hey, this is Charlie, and welcome to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. You can find us at active-faith.org, or you can find us on all social media. I want to talk to you today about declaration. I want to talk to you about taking the word and making it personal and powerful in your situation. Let me tell you a brief story. Recently, the schools in our area were kicking off here in Texas, and my church decided that we wanted to go and pray over every school campus. We were able to stretch out and cover 15 different campuses, 6 colleges and universities. We also included 3 private Christian schools, and we were able to cover even administration buildings. It totaled over 77,000 people, and we did it in like 2 hours. Teamwork makes the dream work, right? So we did this, but we did it by planning ahead, and we decided that we wanted to take scripture and pray scripture, because the word of God is never void. The word of God is powerful, right? Would you like an example? We prayed over several different areas. We prayed over salvation. We prayed over safety. We prayed over the health of the students and faculty and staff. We prayed for unity and wisdom. We prayed for love and character. And of course, we prayed for academics. But in each of these areas, we had 3 or 4 scriptures that we felt supported what we wanted to happen for that particular campus. So we turned them into declarations. So let me give you an example. Psalm 91, the students, faculty, and administration of blank school will find rest and safety in the Lord. He will be their refuge and safe place. God will rescue them from every trap and disease. His faithful promises will protect them. They will be protected by God from all disasters. No enemy threats will harm them. Evil will not conquer them. God will be with them when there is trouble. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against the students, faculty, and administration of blank school will succeed. Romans 8:31, God is for the students, faculty, and administration of blank school, so none will be against them. Those are just some few examples of what it means to take scripture and to apply it in such a way that you're declaring the word of God over your life or someone else's life that you care about. I would like to challenge you today. What are you doing to declare the word over your life? How can you implement this skill into your own personal setting? By the time we were done praying over those schools, I had parents sending me pictures of their children laying their hands on the columns of the school and out front and holding the scriptures and making these declarations over their schools. I had parents calling me weeping, saying, I have never felt the power of the Lord like I felt when I heard my child taking scriptures and declaring them over their life and their friends and their teachers and their administrators. I will never forget this day, and I will never forget the effectiveness of it. I challenge you, my friends, don't just read the word. Make the word work for you. It is not just a resource. It is a tool, and God wants us to use it. This is Battle Plan. See you next time.